Hello, gossipers. Welcome back to another episode of Gossipin'. This week, you know, the internet was set ablaze this past Friday with some news that broke out of our favorite Bravo show, Vanderpump Rules. Me and Natalie have been on this like fucking butter on bread, and we are ready to break it down. I also have Jeanette here, and we had mentioned to Jeanette that we wanted to talk about Vanderpump, and she actually had no idea what's going on. So this is going to be her real-time reaction. We're going to be explaining to her how we would explain to any other friend that didn't know what was going on.
I'm excited. I am a fan. I want to clarify for the listeners. I am a fan of the show. However, I have not kept up to speed with the drama. So this will be my first time hearing it. You're going to get a real raw reaction of what's going on with my face.
Yes, we'll definitely drop in a little snippet of this on Insta.
You've got a good group that were OGs. Like, you know, we saw the mess unfold. We saw the Stassi and Kristen Doty slap. We saw Jax impregnate another woman and lie to Stassi about it. You know, yeah. We were there. And then we took, and then, you know, we grew up as many people on the internet did. We stepped
just
away.
Just like how they did.
Just like how they did. And somehow, some way, it is the show that keeps on giving. Who would have thought 2023 Vanderpump Rules would be the thing that I could not take my eyes off of this week?
I still can't. Like, I literally thought this was going to be one thing that, oh, we're going to talk about it Friday to Sunday, and then Monday we'll have something else that breaks. But it's every single day something's coming out. So basically,
I was going to say, when you guys were like, oh, we want to talk about what everybody's talking about this week, for some reason, I thought it was going to be like the rumor that Hailey Baldwin is pregnant. And I was like, oh my gosh, a sequel. But yes. I'm glad it's something else.
I actually saw this podcast clip. It was Paige DeSorbo from Summer House. And she was like, the one person who is so thankful and grateful that this information is out is Hailey Bieber. Hailey and Selena, fucking who? Not a soul. Yeah, no one's talking about those bitches anymore. Old news. We're all on the Vanderpump train. And Hailey Bieber, you have Raquel Leviss to thank for that.
So get ready. Get on the Vanderpump train. And we're about to kick off. So basically, net, this past Friday, news broke that Tom Sandoval and Ariana Madix broke up after 10 years together. Now,
weren't they married?
No, they were never legally married, but they bought a home together. They've been together for so long that it's basically common law at this point. So essentially, they were basically married.
Yeah.
Anyways, the reason why, you may ask Jeanette, why they broke up, he has been having an affair for 7 months with Raquel, James Kennedy's ex-girlfriend. Do you remember her? Bambi-eyed bitch, as Lala likes to call her.
I'm sorry, James Kennedy's ex-fiance.
Period, that part.
Okay.
Tom Sandoval. Now, let's let you process this. Tom Sandoval of
He was
Sandoval.
Dating Katie.
No. You're thinking Schwartz.
He was dating Kristen. The crazy one. Yes, that one.
Yes, Kristen. He was dating Kristen.
Cheated on Kristen all these years ago, need we forget?
Miami
cheated
girl.
On Kristen with, I said Tristan, Tristan Thompson. cheated on Kristen with Miami girl, but also with Ariana at the Golden Nugget in Vegas. Duh, everyone remembers that. And has been dating Ariana for 10 years. Became friends with James Kennedy, who also dated Kristen at one point. And then started dating a new girl named Raquel. She joined the show, I want to say, like season 6 or 7. She really only came on as James's girlfriend. They were together for, I want to say, 4 to 5 years.
Wasn't she like super tiny and like a model or something?
Yes, she was a pageant girl, I believe, from Arizona, Utah, like somewhere out there. Sandoval had helped James Kennedy with the proposal. Remember, he did like the mini Coachella.
Yes.
It was the whole thing. She was always getting attacked by Lala because Lala was
Lala
like, you were so fucking stupid.
Yeah. Lala and her fought all the time.
So he had basically been cheating on Ariana, his girlfriend of 10 years, with this girl for 7 months. And all this started unraveling and things have gone crazier and crazier and crazier. Basically, Sheena and Raquel went on Watch What Happens Live. And obviously, they were talking about the episode because it aired, And I guess one of the questions that Andy had asked was just like, who do you think is a hotter Tom, Schwartz or Sandoval? And right now, like, I haven't been watching the season. I know ish what's going on, but basically Sheena had tried to set up Schwartz with Raquel after his divorce with Katie. And that's been like the story of the season right now, whatever. But when Andy asked that question, they both said Sandoval. And people were talking about this on TikTok. They're like, Sheena genuinely looked very surprised when she said that. Apparently at the Watch What Happens Live after party, I guess Raquel felt some sense of like, I need to be honest with my friend Sheena, da 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 da. And she told Sheena that she had been basically having an affair with her best friend's boyfriend for the past 7 months. They have matching necklaces that is a little lightning bolt, and it's to symbolize how their love is electric for each other. And all these late nights that he had with opening, what is it called? Sandy, what's the new bar called? Whatever.
Schwartz and Sandy's. Schwartz and Sandy's.
All those late nights into opening the bar, he was actually with Raquel. And then it turns out, as things are more unraveling, Ariana would be sleeping in one room and Raquel would be like, oh, I'm drunk, I'm going to sleep over. Tom would walk his way over to Raquel's room and was basically having intercourse with her in the same house that he was sharing with his literal wife. How fucking nuts.
All of this is That's coming wild. Out after it had been reported and shown on the show that she was trying to get with Tom Schwartz, the other Schwartz, literally 2 months after him and Katie divorced, maybe a month. And so,
she a hoe.
She's like a homie hopper. She's a man stealer. She's a mistress. She's a
home wrecker.
She's a literal home. She's everything. She's everything. And now they're claiming that they're in love. And it's just been crazy. We got Stassi, we got Kristen Doty, we got all the OGs coming out of the woodwork, basically being like, we told you so. Jax is living.
Jax and Brittany are actually going to be on Watch What Happens Live tomorrow night. Like, for him, for Andy to want to bring Jax back, like, that's how insane this whole story is. And it gets even worse. So at that Watch What Happens Live after party, when Raquel told Sheena the news that she had been basically having an affair with Tom, Sheena then went and clocked this bitch in the eye. And this was all like hearsay. Like, we didn't know if it was true. Literally, this broke 20 minutes ago. Raquel has dropped the pictures. She literally has a black eye from Sheena because she went and hit her.
And she filed a restraining order against her. Now, these two were best friends a week ago, and now one of them has a black eye and the other one has a restraining order against them.
Okay, if I'm keeping up, so Sheena punched her because she's a hoe or because she felt betrayed?
Well, if you think about it, Sheena's best friends with Ariana for like 10-15 years. Like, that is like her sis, right? Like, she was a bridesmaid, whatever. So I think it was one of those instances where Raquel was just like, you know what? Like, Sheena's like a true friend of mine. She's been a best friend of mine, like, welcomed me into this group. Like, I feel comfortable enough to tell her what I've been doing. And then Sheena, when she heard the news, she was just like, what the fuck? And literally clocked her in the face. Because at the end of the day, her loyalty, I would say, is stronger with Ariana than it is with Raquel. You know what I mean?
I'm pretty sure I want to say Sheena, like, low-key introduced Ariana and Tom Sandoval together.
Wow.
That's the black eye. Yeah. So that was always a connection. Vanessa's right. Sheena and Ariana were like ride or die since the very beginning. And Raquel's always just been this extra figure that's come into the show that no one really liked at first. And to be honest, like, everyone only thought that she was on the show for 15 minutes of fame because she just was someone's girlfriend. And, you know, a lot of that is seeming to, and then now that you have Stassi gone, Jax gone, Brittany gone, Kristen Doty gone, it was really sort of time for a second level of the cast of Vanderpump Rules to step up. And a lot of people are thinking that Raquel just sort of took this as like, this is my time to shine. Like, she loves the fame and the attention. And so does Tom Sandoval. Even, I would say, even if it's like bad attention, which is what they're getting, which is crazy.
So I was actually listening to Stassi's podcast this morning because she dropped a whole like hour and a half episode just talking about the situation.
I did too. And like, it's so interesting because that bitch has been tight-lipped. She's literally been like, I don't want anything to do with Vanderpump. Like, I'm over it. Yeah. I have a life now. And it's awesome.
And she literally said, she's like, this is the one and only time where I will talk about Vanderpump and get this passionate about it. But she's like, literally, I'm never talking about this ever again. And something that she brought up that I thought was really interesting, her friend asked her, was just like, do you think that the EPs, like the production, like the producers on the show, did this on purpose in order to revive the show? And she was like, no, because if you think about it, Vanderpump is the most real reality TV show that you have on Bravo. Like, she's like, we literally all had like genuine relationships with each other before we even aired. And that's why so many people liked us, is because we had real drama. And she was just like, Tom Sandoval is such a fucking narcissist that he would never do this, even if it was for bad attention. Like, he loves attention, but for him to be to look at himself in a bad light, especially because he has so many businesses, so many business deals, she's like, he would never do this for this intention. Like, she's like, I genuinely think that they were doing this because they wanted a relationship with each other. And she was just like, and Raquel is just evil. Like, how do you do that to someone who you consider your best friend and be sleeping in the same house and fucking that man too? Like, it's just crazy.
Damn, that's very devious, to say the least. I low-key looked her up real quick just so that I could rectify that I understood who we were talking about. I don't think I hate to be this woman that bashes other women for their looks, but I will be her right now. Honestly, I always feel like I am that woman, so I don't know, maybe I'm a hypocrite. I did the same thing with Haley last week, so who knows? No, but I don't know. I feel like Ariana's just always been a very naturally beautiful girl, right? Mm-hmm. And I think she was very raw on the show, and we were able to see like a lot of the trauma that she like had to overcome just being in the relationship and being open with him. I don't know this girl Raquel that well, just because, again, she's just kind of always known as the plus one for one mm-hmm. or the other. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that sucks. I think it'd be really low of the producers to put all of this together to bring the show back to like front and center. I think that would be reaching, you know? Now, the statement of Vanderpump being the most realist reality TV, I don't know, because I'm a Jersey Shore gal, okay? But I do love me my Vanderpump. Tom is trash for that. Like, trash. Like, worse than trash. And then Raquel's probably right there too. Honestly, I do concur. It does, based on her track record, it does seem like homegirl is just trying to catch like a moment of spotlight. She's trying to like jump in at the right time so that she gets a slot. And unfortunately, I mean, I don't know if they do that. I feel like they would lose a lot of viewers because they are loyal to the original crew, but who knows? That is wild. That the whole fucking him while you're over, that's next level betrayal, because I've always felt like if you're going to cheat on me, it better not be in the house we share. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not saying it's any better to do it outside of this home, you know, like
the house we bought together, we like built the up house together,
that she pays for, that she literally splits with this man.
Like, have some decency and get a motel, like the lady of the night that you are. Okay.
Love it. So respectful. And you know what too, now the craziest thing are all these clips, and this is the thing why like TV producers are just, it's unreal, but now all these clips people are resurfacing and they're like, oh my god, this makes so much sense. But I actually just watched one because I've been sort of in and out, like keeping up. I haven't watched a season religiously, but obviously this past season was all the stuff with the new bar that Sandoval and Schwartz are trying to open, and Ariana is meeting with Lisa Vanderpump, and because Lisa's basically, the boys have been like, we don't want your help on this new one. Like, we want to do it. We want to get our own partners, blah, blah, blah. And she's basically explained to Ariana, like, he refinanced, like, their home and took a loan out on their mortgage. And Ariana was like, oh, yeah, but that's only his half.
She's like, he didn't touch my equity.
Yeah. And Lisa was like, what? And then she was like, yeah, if he gets in trouble, it's only him. It's not going to be both of us. And Lisa's like, is playing her like a fool. She thinks that she has no ties to this restaurant. If they go down, that house is out of there. I mean, now it's pretty much, they're gonna have to sell it at this point, because why would either of them stay? But like, the fact that she just put up so much, and the thing is, like, I never understood why they were together, because I've always thought that Ariana was too good for him. Like, they just seem so different. Like, she seems so like strong and independent, and like she has her views and stuff like that they definitely disagreed on, but also he just was always so needy, and I feel like I never saw that for her, so I can't believe that they've even stayed together this long.
I never understood how she didn't have the ick with him. Like, the minute that he was just like, what was it that he tried to do when he dressed up in drag for whose bachelor party was it?
I think it was Schwartz's, right?
Was it Schwartz, and then, where he dressed up like literally looking like Sia?
Yeah, they were all in lady in wigs and stuff. Yeah.
Like, I think it's funny. Like, I'm not critiquing that part, but like, if my man walked in like that, I'd be like, babe, like, this is not it. Like, what are you doing? Like, she just put up with so much. And me and Amanda, another fellow podcaster, RIP, we were talking about this and we were saying how low key, like, this sounds cruel, but it's like, I'm almost happy it happened to her because I feel like now she can go be with someone who is worthy of valuing her and like should be in her life. Like, I feel like her reasoning of why she never wanted to get married, why she never wanted to have kids, I think it all stemmed because of him. Like, you know what I mean? I think because she froze her eggs, like, she definitely wants to have kids. And she said it. She's like, if someone proposed to me in this way, she's like, I would say yes. Like, I am open to that kind of stuff. But I feel like it was never Tom. Like, I don't think Tom was ever her person. And as terrible as this whole situation is, because she's losing a partner that she's had for a long time and she's losing a friend at the same time, like, she almost needed this in order to be like in the right space of her life now, if that makes sense.
I'm curious to know what his zodiac and her zodiac sign are, because I feel like she's very like you said, she's very like level-headed, she's very strong-willed, and he's giving Pisces. Like,
he's a Cancer.
Oh my god, that was my next one. I was gonna say my top three were gonna be Pisces, Cancer, or Gemini. I'm like, all men that are those three signs are an emotional train wreck. Like,
look up all three. Look up Ariana, Raquel, and Tom. So Tom's
Cancer. They're both Cancers.
Who?
Oh, okay.
Ariana's also a Cancer.
That makes sense. Interesting. Okay. I guess not really, but the him being a Cancer makes sense. Well, honestly though, like,
what's,
I
mean, Raquel?
My mom's a Cancer. She's very like strong and independent, but I don't know. They are also very they can be very emotional. But I guess it's easy to overlook it in a woman, but maybe it's much more noticeable in a man. I don't know.
I think with him, it's not even like emotions. Like, you can just tell, and this, you can tell if you've watched the show, if you've seen how he operates and how he works with people. Like, he just is obsessed with attention and being like in the spotlight and just having things that are his own. Like, there are other things where a lot of times when it comes to like the bar and the restaurant, you know, he's, I would say, a good 50% of the reason why Katie and Schwartz's marriage fell, because he literally told Schwartz, like, I need to be your priority. Me and this restaurant need to be your priority over Katie. Yeah. And Schwartz listened to him. He just is like obsessed with having people that like need him and bow down to him. And Raquel is this, they're 10 years apart. First of all, he's 39. I want to say she's 28 or 29.
He's 28. It's 11 years. Yeah.
Yeah. Like, wow. So, and she's obviously in this new stage of like being single and like wanting to be, again, like, she wanting to be basically the Stassi of the show and wanting to have all these like new opportunities. And so she looks to him for that because he's been on the show for so long and I mean, has had success. Like, we all know who he is. He's been able to open these restaurants. And I think that he just like feeds off of that. Whereas I feel like Ariana just didn't need him anymore. Like, I don't know if you guys were still watching the show at the time, but Ariana and Sandoval released the Fancy AF Cocktails book. It's a book of cocktails, whatever. And Ariana, it was her idea. It was her project. It was entirely something she wanted to do on her own. And he threw a fit and was like, no, I need to be included. Like, I want a part of this. He's on the cover. They wrote the book together, split everything. And it's just like, that should tell you that this man is so narcissistic. It's crazy.
And you know what's, I think, also happened is like her opening that sandwich shop with Katie also opened her eyes that it's like, I don't need Tom for anything. Like, I think for her, like, she also needed a bit of codependency and like was a little like too lenient on him, which I understand, like, you have that in partnership, but you also have to know how to stand on your own two feet. And I think for her, now that she was with Katie, who's also single, and seeing like their success and all the things that she can do on her own, I think that was also a little threatening to Tom. And Tom was just like, no, you need to depend on me, sort of thing. Like, I just feel like he's just a toxic man in general. And him, like, even starting a band now, like, I don't know if you saw that, Jeanette, but now he's like, he started a band. People are like making it into a joke and saying it's like a cover band, but homeboy's going clearly through some type of like midlife crisis. and like paints his face and like, yeah, the guy's a joke. I think Ariana's just like, now that knows who she is.
It sounded like he like burped.
It's like a hairball.
Oh my God.
That's hilarious. He's got the illness. Do we think though they're still together? Do we think they're broken up? Do we think
Ariana
they're
and Tom?
Yeah. No, Ariana and Tom are definitely broken up. No, Raquel and Tom.
Apparently they're very much in love.
I was gonna say I would not be surprised. I'm gonna say this. This could go either way, obviously, Jeanette. But I'm gonna say my guess is that this is gonna last a little bit. From a little bit, I would say anywhere from like 6 months to like a year, 2 years. And the reason why I'm saying that is because, as you mentioned, obviously she's younger. That doesn't necessarily make her better, but it sounds like he's trying with this whole midlife crisis. He needs a younger girl, like new projects, like new things. Like he's trying to like stay in the scene, stay young and hip, you know? So I feel like that'll help him. I don't know if they're going to officially be together for 6 years, 6 months to a couple years, but I do know that like Ariana's obviously not taking him back after all of this. So instead of him going to like random women to rebound, I think he already has someone there and he's emotional. So he's going to try to see where that goes, and he's toxic. So he's going to try to see where that goes, even though we all know he should probably be alone for some time. But yeah, my guess is that they're going to stay together and be together publicly for some time.
Do we think that Tom is staying with Raquel right now? Like he can't be at the house.
No. Unless he's with the other Tom, but I don't know what his living situation.
Not the two of them getting a bachelor pad. That would be crazy.
Now, because I saw this one like paparazzi picture, and like they're all in like full glam because they're taping right now, technically. Mm-hmm. And there is this, I guess, like there's tons of paparazzi like on their driveway, and Ariana's literally running out the house barefoot with like her shoes in her hand, and she's like jumping in her car and leaving. And Sandoval arrived like 2 minutes later, so clearly they're trying to dodge each other.
Yeah,
but I was just like, I wonder like the living situation, like who, where's with who, like who's where, like whatever. But
and so the craziest part about this is, yeah, they're literally in the middle of filming the season and the reunion is in 2 weeks. And so, and Andy Cohen said that he expects all of them to attend. Oh my God. If like, I hope Raquel, honestly, this would be so funny if she came in with like a neck brace and like a big bandage on her nose and she just like did up the whole thing. But I've been reading like, cause now all this stuff, other stuff's coming out and people were saying that like, Tom and Raquel were planning on telling Ariana at the reunion, like on camera. And that's what it was supposed to be. Yeah, literally 2 weeks, like that they were trying to wait, which is like also so fucked up. Like
that's so much worse.
So much worse. But that's the thing. Like that's how his mind works. Like he knows that it's not going to make him look good, but it's just going to be, you know, the whole reunion would be about that. Like he would be the center of attention. That's from, I believe I read that from someone who was like a producer on the show, who like leaked a bunch of stuff. And then now they're saying that they filmed on air, or they filmed like on camera together, Raquel and Tom, like having a moment being together, like seeing all this stuff. And now they're trying to do like a sit down with like Ariana and Raquel. And then they're thinking about trying to ask Kristen Doty to come back and to have her do like a sit down. You know, they do like the staged conversations, but they want Kristen to come down and meet with Ariana and talk about the situation. Which if Kristen Doty, like, this is just the vindication that this bitch needs. And like, I was
always right. Doty.
I really never liked her. I thought she was insane, but like she is made for reality TV. You can't say anything about it. I honestly, though, just wish Jax was here because he would be going buck wild.
I'm the number one guy of the group. Remember, he got into a fight with Sandoval about that?
Literally, because they were always at ends. And that's the thing. So literally these two were always overshadowed, not necessarily Raquel, because like there's still Lala and the people above her, but like Stassi and Jax were the main ones. Then Lala came in, and I would say Lala definitely like took precedence a little bit. And then Jax and Sandoval were always back and forth. Stassi, Lala, Raquel always at ends. Now that all of them are gone, besides Lala, Sandoval and Raquel are like, we're going to lead the show. We're going to be the Stassi and Jax.
But you know what? I think them being the ones who are the leads, I feel like not a lot of people are going to want to film with them. Like, I think they lost a lot of friends and respect with this. Like, I don't see, because Raquel, like, I think she just works at the restaurant just for the show. Like, I don't think she really works there. Like, none of them do. But I don't see Ariana hanging out with her. I don't see Sheena hanging out with them. Like, I don't see Schwartz wanting to hang out with Sandoval, because how that's going to look for their businesses too. Because the first statement, I don't know if you saw this, Jeanette, but the first statement that Sandoval released about this whole situation was just, I'm so sorry for the way that this came out. Please don't take it out on my restaurants. Please don't take it out on our employees. Like, they still have a living to make. They still have, like, bills to pay, whatever. Like, that was the first one. And then I think it was yesterday or today that he released the apology to specifically to Ariana. So, like, you can just tell where his priorities lie in general, that I don't think, like, even if they wanted to make themselves the stars of the show, like, they couldn't even, because, like, who else would want to film with them? Like, they're not going to be invited to group trips anymore, or, like, out to dinner or anything like that, you know?
Yeah, I wonder what the future of the show will be. Like, some people were like, they should be fired. I'm like, what the fuck? No, this is the best television that you guys have had. I'm actually going to watch this season. I don't know. I mean, the Vanderpump cast has forgiven for a lot. I mean, I just still can't believe Kristen and Stassi are still friends after Stassi slapped her across the face. Like, that's the craziest thing. And even, I mean, I don't really know. I don't think they're very close anymore. But, like, the fact that Stassi and her husband and Brittany and Jax would, like, hang out and their babies would, like, have play dates. Like, that's full circle. It's just, I mean, I think sometimes it's hard with reality TV to be like, oh, this is real life. But, like, I can't imagine being Ariana, and I can't imagine being Raquel in this situation. And I don't know what the rest of this looks like. I feel like more information is going to come out, and I don't know what could possibly. What if they had a baby? This would be crazy.
Jeanette, what are your thoughts on this? What do you think the future of the show is going to be?
I don't know, man. I've always felt that, like, there's a window of time for a TV show to, like, be at its prime. And I think, much like Jersey Shore, Vanderpump is past that prime. Like, I think the only way they could have made it continue to be a hit, which I've said this about Jersey Shore in the past as well, is if they refreshed the cast after, like, a few seasons, you know what I mean? Or, like, brought new people in. Because, like, I love Jersey Shore, but I'm not going to sit here and tell you that I watch Family Reunion. Like, I don't care. Right. You guys have kids. Like, no offense to anyone having children, but, like, Snooki wasn't doing cartwheels with her kuka out. Like, yeah, there's still drama. Yeah, you know, you guys are still drinking, but, like, she's not belligerent, blacked out, like, asking for the beach when it's 10 feet away from her. You know what I mean? So I feel the same way about, excuse me. I feel the same way about Vanderpump Rules. I think the first few seasons were phenomenal. Honestly, a good amount of the seasons for Vanderpump are really good because there's so much that continuously happens. But now, again, they're all married. They have children. Like, I would love to get some fresh faces. I would love the actual staff of the restaurant. Like, you know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. I don't really care. Like, Tom is 40. You're washed up. I really don't fucking care. Like, best of luck with your restaurants. I don't seek them out. You know what I mean? Like,
But that's why I think this whole, for this to happen and for it to happen with these people is why it's so insane, because you're absolutely right. Like, it was past its prime. Like, everyone was good. Like, Tom and Ariana were going to be together forever. I mean, I do think the Katie and Schwartz divorce was a big catalyst in this too, because that was also something I didn't really see happening. And then now you have Lala, who's single. She, you know, and has the kid. Sheena has a kid, but she's still, you know, Sheena will never leave the show. You're going to have to leave her in handcuffs, that girl. She is so loyal. But now it'll be interesting. I don't think this is something that can, like, completely, like, revive the show for years to come. But I do think the next one or two seasons could be really good, because you can't just keep on the scandal. But I really do wonder if Sandoval and Raquel will leave. I don't think that they will, but I could see, I think Sandoval won't. I think he'll take whatever, but I could maybe see her being like, I didn't think that this is what I would get into. Cause her statement, I don't know if you guys saw, but she was like, I've had death threats. I've been physically assaulted. I've had, like, my own property stolen, which is, like, also insane. So I don't really know. It is just so crazy that this stuff actually happens. And, like, men ain't shit. Like, how are we still doing this? 10 years you cheat on her? Like, that's just a coward move, because you obviously just didn't want to break up with her.
No, Sandoval is such a dumpster fire of like shit. Like, he's just like a terrible human being. But we'll stay tuned to new developments as they come out this week, and we will definitely let all of you gossipers know and give you guys our reactions. Again, we are 3 OG fans. To this day, when we're hungover and all sitting on Jeanette's couch, we'll turn on season 1 Vanderpump when Stassi got that fresh chin. The best days of Vanderpump. So we'll definitely be on the lookout for anything else and let you guys know our thoughts. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you guys in a couple weeks. We have a lot to look forward to this weekend. We're all going to reunite. Jeanette's traveling, and then we'll get back together soon. So we'll talk to you guys later. Have a good night, everyone. Thank you so much, gossipers, for listening to another episode of Gossipin', the podcast where we gossip while we sip. Please be sure to follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Gossipin' Podcast, and tune into new episodes or binge old ones on Apple Podcasts or Spotify. We'll see you next week. Have a great night. Cheers, ladies.
Bye.
Bye.
Adios. Bye.